Welcome to Values Over Vanity. This is your girl, Francia, aka Franny B. And this episode, I want to talk to you about the power of your thoughts. Earlier today, I went to the dentist and I came back feeling so good. I just was having a great day, and I was sitting on my porch, and I was just thinking about how our thoughts really do create our reality. And when you can create a whole story about an experience that you have, or you can create a whole story about just a conversation with one person, or you could create a story about just thinking about something that you see. You don't have full information on it, but you just start thinking it. You just start judging it instead of observing it and leaving it. I realize for me, I'm going to use myself as always creating stories in my head. And when I was younger, I went to the dentist and I got a tooth extracted. And all my life, I was very self-conscious of my mouth. And today I went and I got a crown for that area of my mouth, because I realized that I'm going to be speaking a lot. I'm going to be going and having these meetings, and with my business, I'm going to be... Sometimes I most likely will be in person, speaking to people in person, and or maybe even on Zoom. So I was like, okay, in order for me to really operate at my highest potential, I don't want to be distracted by my thoughts. I don't want to be having thoughts in my head that, oh my God, I'm missing the teeth, and some people are going to be, you know, looking in my mouth, and, you know, all kind of, I began judging myself, basically. I was judging myself and thinking about what other people would be thinking about me. So I created that reality. And I was talking to my best friend today. It's her birthday, and I was telling her, I feel so good. I feel so great. I finally went and got my missing tooth Phil, and she said, you were missing a tooth? And I was like, yes. Didn't you see? We've been friends for over 20 years. My godson is what, 21? Maybe 22? And I think 21, but yeah, he's 21. Sorry. But I know you for over 20 something years, and you never recognized that I had a missing tooth. Like, I was always in my head regarding talking. That was another reason. There was a lot of reasons that I created in my head about why I wasn't using my voice. I'm realizing that I was making excuses more all of my life. So I'm here to ask you, what excuses have you been making about yourself? What have you not been aware of? How you were thinking, actually. Have you ever created a story in your head and got confirmation that it is nothing like that? Like, it is nothing the way how you're thinking it? And I believe that that's part of our conditioning as humans, to see something and just create a label or definition on it, even though it might have a definition. You interpret it in your way. You are in your own world. We are in our own world. We have created a world looking through that lens. Like for me now, looking through that lens, I am seeing that really and true, every single one of us have different perspective. Like we know that everybody have a different perspective, but really and truly look. Somebody that you might think seeing you one way, somebody else might see you a totally different way because of your thoughts about yourself and how you look. Like, how do you really look? And is that how you look to others? Like, for me, this is the deep conversation because I never really, I am doing my healing. I'm doing this, getting to know me, getting to understand myself. And I was even thought thinking about the way how I eat, how I associate food to eating. And like we all associate food to eating, but you can eat something with your eyes and become full. I always hear that saying. I was telling my friend, like, even sometimes if I go to a buffet or like and I see too much food, I can't eat a lot. I mean, associate eating food with gaining weight, or like me. Some people might not even be thinking along those routes. So I have to see how the way how I was thinking, what kind of thoughts I was thinking, and what I was manifesting. Like, really and truly, just observing my thoughts every single day, like every moment, to see if this is something that I should be thinking, and what is it, what exactly am I bringing into my reality? How are you thinking? Like, sit back and think about yourself. You could be thinking that all parts of you are hurting, or all parts of you, like there's certain parts of you that you don't like, and are you're focusing, you're honing on that one area. And other people might not even be observing that area because you have been focused on that area so much. You think other people are focused on that area. They might not be even focused on that area. And I believe this is everybody. I don't know, people will be aware of what I'm saying, but for me, this is like a breakthrough for me, because how I used to think is the way how I'm totally expanding and totally evolving with the way I am thinking, my thoughts. And the more aware I am, I am, the healthier I feel. The more energetic I feel, the more authentic I feel. Because I'm recognizing certain thoughts are not mine. Certain thoughts are like, all those negative thoughts are like, you have to ask those negative thoughts what they're about. And it's working for me. It's the most amazing feeling, if you catch my drift. It like really waking up to my reality of the way I think and really getting it. You always hear people say your thoughts become your reality, your thoughts become your reality. But when you really go dig deep and see how you were thinking and the pattern that you were thinking, the cycle that you were thinking. It's not actually what it is in somebody else's reality. So what do you think about yourself? And knowing that you are perfect in other people's eyes, or not even that, like perfect in your eyes, because that's you. You can't fully you the only way that you can change yourself is changing the way that you think about yourself. Let me put it that way. Seeing yourself in a new light, seeing yourself as beautiful, seeing yourself as talented, seeing yourself as compassionate, as loving, seeing yourself as just an amazing human being, and for me, then you won't have to please anyone. You won't have to try to people please. I was a big people pleaser while I was growing up. I think that I was a people pleaser, but other people might not think that I wasn't. But I was a big people pleaser. And the minute that I started saying no to certain things, the minute that I started knowing myself, recognizing myself, wanting better for myself, is the minute that I stop people pleasing, this the minute I stop putting people on a pedestal. No one is better than each other. No one is better. I don't care about your titles. I don't care. Are you kind? Are you compassionate? Are you loving? And if somebody is not that way to you, how are you? Are you going to come out of who you are and let them pull you to them and be them? If they're angry, you're going to get angry. If they're criticizing, are you going to criticize? Who's going to be the bigger person in this thing? And I know it's hard sometimes to think about being a bigger person, but it's the energy that you're going to be. The energy that you're bringing to it with the bigger person. Because you're not going to stoop to their level. Bring them to yours. Even if it means like walking away and talking to yourself and calming yourself down and explaining to yourself that, you know what, that person in that person's eyes, that person is right. And you can't convince them otherwise that they're wrong. Maybe having a cordial conversation, explaining why you think you're right. And he will have a cordial conversation, talking about why he think he's right. And you guys can have a mutual understanding. But I realize that if everybody in this world is angry, if you're arguing with each other, if you're not seeing the bigger picture, if you're not looking at the lessons in the argument or the lessons in whatever, then we will continue as a society of suffering, because no one can tell each other to come back. Everybody have to have the last word. Everybody, we are all suffering. It's not one person, not the next, not one race, not one religion, not one sex, not one cult. Culture, not one age, not one sex. Every one of us, this COVID came in and it said it did not discriminate at all. So if we want this thing to go away, we have to look at the bigger picture. What is hindering us from looking at the bigger picture? What's the best solution? Listen to each other's side. This us versus them mentality has to go. We have to look at each other and see where we are, why we are arguing. Because if we are going to think that we are a reflection of each other, what are you reflecting back to that person? What are you reflecting back to the person that you're arguing with? Everything that is in them is in us. The same emotions. Everything. We might have different bodies. Internally, we are still the same. Our values are supposed to be the same. If we were set on some core values, they have those core values just like you have those core values. It's about tapping into those core values and seeing yourself as them, wanting the same thing on this earth. Peace, love, prosperity, abundance, blessings. Do we want war? Do we want fighting? Do we want continued discrimination? Do we want all the isms? Because every single one of us has experienced one of those isms, at least one of those isms. So what about us that we cannot see that we are the same? What about us that we can't see? This us versus them mentality is leading us down the path to death and destruction. But I rebuke that, because I am here to change that. I'm here to bring love. I'm here to bring understanding. I'm here to bring wisdom. For my time here on earth, I have seen so much. I have experienced so much. And I know that my testimony My lived experience is my testimony. And I have nothing to be ashamed of. Because accepting all of me, accepting from the top of my head to the bottom of my toe, I would not have be the person that I am up to this point in my life if I didn't experience those things, those fears, those doubts, those resentment and jealousy. All of those dark things. But now that I'm waking up to me wanting to live, wanting to grow and expand, wanting to build my business so that I can help people, so I can show people how beautiful they are. How many gifts you have. Working in recruitment and employment, when I talk to my candidates, I ask them about themselves. They just want people to listen. They just want people to ask them about themselves because their world that they're living in, no one asks them, how are they? Or when they do ask, they just say, I'm fine, when they know that they're not fine. You need to have open conversations where we are not judging each other, but listening to each other. Why have we lost our way as a society? Why are we so quick to insult and criticize and doubt and judge? Why are we so quick as a society now? Because I was hurt, I was doing those things because I was doing those things to myself. I was doing those things to myself. And as I am waking up and I'm exploring who I am, I didn't have to do that to no one else. I'm realizing how much gifts I have, how much I have suppressed of myself by thinking negative of myself too, by having those doubts and those fears, like every single one of you. By being vulnerable, crying as a mother, as a daughter, as a friend, as a citizen of the world, because as I look out and I see what I'm seeing is a reflection of me. So I help contribute to that. I help contribute to the dysfunction and the abuse of this world. So I became aware of it. So I have to stop. I have to stop. And I just have to recognize for myself that it is about love. And people might think that this is all sappy and utopic, and let's try something new for once. Let's try something new for once. Let's start creating that divide. Every time someone does something, it's a reflection of them. What are they going through? What happened to them? Look at their past. Look at their childhood. See what trauma and pain they're dealing with. They're crying out for help. But what we are so quick to do is we are so quick to say we forgive without any solution to the problem. You know? Covering up for people when we know that they have problems. And I know that it's hard. I know it's hard to, you know, help people when they themselves don't think that they need help. But we are on a mental health crisis. We have a mental health crisis on our hands due to the fact that this COVID thing is going on. A lot of people I've suppressed so much. And in that suppression, they lost their freedom. And this COVID here has come in and it's doing the same thing. It's making people feel like their freedom is being taken away. So they're going to rebel. And we are on the verge of not only a mental health pandemic, but a rebellion against people losing their freedom. But if you look at it, no one has lost anything. They have lost themselves. Society has conditioned us so much that we think that we are free, but we are not, because our minds are controlling us. Our ego is controlling us. Our shadow is controlling us. And it's time for us to get back in the driver's seat of our lives. Get back to the driver's seat so that you can control it and know that you have always been free. You have always been free. But you have been afraid. And there's no fear in freedom. You have to defend yourself because you are afraid. You're attracting more scary stuff to you. If you think something is going to happen to you, it's going to happen. We don't know what it is. It could be cancer, it could be accident, it could be blah, blah, blah. But if you think you're not good enough, you're bringing these experiences to you. So we have to really and truly start bigging ourselves up, recognizing that everything happened for a reason. And that you are in control. Start making the right decisions for you. If you need to seek help, seek help. If you want to ask for journal, tell the universe, tell God you need a social group. You need to talk. You need to go to workshops. You need to see where you can go so that you can start the process of truly, truly healing your thoughts, your bodies, and your mind. Your mind, your body, and your soul. So anyhow, I want to thank you all. This is what I have for you tonight. I'm in a really great mood, a really great space of mind, because I'm here thinking, what have I held myself back from doing all of these years? What blocks did I put in my way? I think that I was not good enough and my voice wasn't enough, good enough, and that I had to worry about what other people think of me. What have I held myself back from doing? And I'm going to ask you that question. What have you held yourself back from doing? Because you are powerful. You are gifted. You are talented. You are beautiful. You are an angel. So thank you so much for listening to Values Over Vanity. This is your girl, Francia, aka Franny B. Thank you and good night.